Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Nets won their first game under interim coach Jacques Vaughn as Spencer Dinwiddie scored 24 points in a 110-107 decision over the Bulls. Also, the Knicks bested the Pistons 96-84, and the Thunder edged the Celtics 105-104. In men's college basketball, UConn bested Tulane 80-76. On the ice, the Hurricanes ripped the Penguins 6-2. In the first round of the ECAC tournament, Yale defeated Union College in double overtime 2-1. The tournament comes to Houston Fieldhouse in Troy this weekend as RPI prepares to take on Harvard, but fans won't be able to attend. RPI announced yesterday the best of three quarterfinal series will proceed without spectators, citing two confirmed cases of coronavirus in the capital region. In golf yesterday, Tyrell Hatton captured his first PGA title by playing bogey-free over the last seven holes for a 2-over-74 at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won for the second time in 3 weeks by holding off Kevin Harvick over the final two laps after an overtime restart at Phoenix Raceway. In MLB news, the Orioles have claimed right-handed pitcher Hector Velasquez on waivers from the Red Sox, and Rangers outfielder Willie Calhoun was hospitalized with a broken jaw yesterday after taking a fastball in the mouth. The 25-year-old set career bests with 21 homers, a .269 average, and an .848 OPS in 83 games. I'm Jesse King.